It's the Forces Station, BFBS, with Natasha. And joining me now is Mark Rawlings, who served with the Parachute Regiment Band and is now part of the AMS Reserve Band. But today we're here because we're talking about the Fleet and District Beekeepers Association, which you're a member of. But just tell us, how did you get into beekeeping? Was that while you were serving with the military, or is that after you left?
It was actually after I left. I'd been thinking about it for a while whilst I was in. Read lots of books, didn't understand them. And then probably about 8 years after I got out, I decided to bite the bullet and I contacted Fleet Beekeeping, and it all went from there, really.
Do you find it a relaxing hobby to have?
It can be. It can be really relaxing. I do spend time just sitting there watching them. It is also a little bit stressful at times, enjoyable stressful, but they never do quite what you want them to do. They never do quite what the books say they're going to do. But once they're all put away and you're happy with them, you can just sit and watch, and it's lovely.
And do you know if there are any current military or perhaps retired personnel that are beekeepers?
I don't know many. I know within Fleet we have a serving army officer. I think she's a doctor. I've rejoined again since leaving, so I am a reservist now. Apart from that, I don't, but maybe it's something I need to find out about and sort of get us together.
So if there's somebody out there perhaps about to leave the military, or maybe still in the military, why would you recommend beekeeping to them?
I think it is a hobby that will last for absolutely ever. You're always learning. There's so many different facets to it, and you get your honey. That's not always why people join. They'll start beekeeping, but we are now self-sufficient with honey. There is just so much about it.
With your hives, how many do you have, and do you make any products with them?
Okay, I've got about 4 hives at the moment. It is sort of up and down. You don't always have the same amount. I don't make any products. I will start getting into using the wax at some stage. But we got 50 jars of honey last year, and I'm hoping for about 100 this year, which definitely keeps us going, and maybe a few extra sell. But it's always good Christmas presents. But yeah, again, that's one side of beekeeping. There's so many things you can make with it as well. So that's something I will look into in the future.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
That's okay. My pleasure.